Home care, how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Mariana Ellis, and I'm interested in becoming a caregiver. I was wondering also, I do massages. I'm a massage therapist, and I was interested in seeing if you have a massage therapy hospice program, or how I would qualify to do that for hospice, or if I was able to be a caregiver, could I give massages as well?
So
Yeah.
I'm just do you have you just calling to you don't have anyone that actually needs to like a family member you wanna sign up to be their caregiver?
No, he actually passed away, and I was going to fill out the application, I have some private clients that I have done caregiving and massages on, but I did do caregiving, and then I also took care of my dad, but he didn't qualify for hospice or a caregiver, but I did do caregiving on him. I also, but 20 years ago, my mom passed away as well, and I did do some caregiving for her. So do those qualify? Because I did work for Pyramid Home Health, but that was like 15 years ago. So I'm not sure what to put on the application.
So, I'm not sure about the massage part, like if you're able to, this is a regular caregiver program, so it's either a family member could take care of a loved one and they could get paid, or there's just people that they don't have family members to sign up, then we send caregivers that we have like from the agency. So if you would like, I could take your information and add you to the list as an agency caregiver.
Yeah, but do I need to like come in and interview and all that?
So usually first, so usually if we have a client, we call you and then we set up a meet and greet.
Okay. All right. So, I guess I would need to look up like hospice care,
Maybe, yeah,
then.
this is not a hospice care program.
It's just for caregiving senior. Okay.
It's
Which,
just regular caregiving
yeah, I
at
mean, you
home.
can. Yeah. I would love to do that as well. So, I mean, if you want to put me on the list, but I didn't know if I need to actually fill out an application.
So not at this time. First of all, I'll just submit your information. Where are you located? What's the zip code?
It's 63051.
Okay, and that's in Jefferson County.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your name again?
It's Mariana, so it's spelled Mariannie, but it's Mariana. And then last name is Ellis.
Okay, and
Now,
your
do I
phone
need to
number
be
is.
CPR? Okay. Phone number is 573-760-2745.
Okay. Okay, then you ask for
And
CPR.
then
I
do
don't
I
think.
need,
No, you don't need any certification. It's not a licensed program. You need any license.
okay. And then how does it pay though? Like, does the individual actually pay you?
The agency pays. It's a weekly. You get weekly pay, and you can set up direct
Okay.
deposit.
Yeah.
So, what days are you available?
Right now I'm available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I could do some Saturdays. This Saturday I'm not available, but in after this Saturday I would be available.
Is it Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a car?
And then I do have a car.
Okay.
And then do you need my like direct deposit? And then how much is it hourly? Like if I go sit for someone, how much per hour do I do?
So,
Do I get?
so the rent deposit is once we send you the application, you'll be able to submit the rent deposit information. The hourly rate is it depends on the case because it works with the hours. Depends how many hours the patient is looking for. The going rate is about in the range of 14 an hour.
Okay.
So I'm sending in your information, and we will reach out to you if we have any open availabilities in your area.
Okay. So you sent me the application then.
I'm sending in your information to the staffing team, and they will reach out to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Thanks for reaching out. Have a